我们都盼望做主身上长新的枝子。
How we hope to be this renewed branch on this vine.
我们不单是在基督里。
Not only we are in Christ.
我们还要住在基督里。
But we abide in Christ.
首先我们在这里一起分享到住在主的里面。
So this morning we're going to talk about abiding in the Lord.
这是我们蒙恩得救，主所给我们一个何等宝贵的地位。
It is now that after we are saved, what glorious position we have received.
也叫我们在一生的里面时刻来经历，这是一个多么宝贵，能够与主同在，住在主的里面。
So in our lifetime, we get to experience how precious it is to abide in Him.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音十五章第四节。
Let us start with John 15:4.
约翰福音十五章第四节，请我们一起来读。
John 15:4.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我们在藏的旁边有一个括号写住。
Every time he talks about always, there's abide.
那这边呢，这个藏的意思就是住在。
To abide means to live in the Lord.
我们把第四节再读一次哈，我们读的时候把藏字我们就读这个住哈。
Verse 4 again.
你们要住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。枝子若不住在葡萄树上，你们就不能结果子。你们若不住在我里面，也是这样。所以在这里他。第一个讲到是给我们的命令。
So first, this is a command.
你们要住在主的里面。
To abide in me.
那我们看见有一个应许，说到你住在主的里面，你才能够结出果子来。
And then a promise comes after, says that if you abide in me, then you may bear fruit.
如果不住在主里面，就不能结果子。
If you are not abiding in me, then you will not bear fruit.
在第十五章第七节，他说：“你们若住在我里面。”
And John 15:7 says, "If you abide in me,
我的话也住在你们里面
and my words abide in you,
凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就
you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you."
如果弟兄姐妹们，我们光读到这句的这节圣经的后半段哈，也许我们就觉得非常的欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, if you only pay attention to the second part of these words, you may be really happy.
他如果说后半段这个应许啊是给所有的神的儿女，哇，那大家都太高兴了。凡你们所愿意的，下面怎么讲？祈求就给你们成就。
If it's only second part of the words, it says you will ask what you want, and it shall be done for you.
但是这个应许不是给所有每一个神的儿女的。
But I tell you that this promise is not made to all Christians.
有一个人他到拉斯维加斯去赌博啊，他也先祷告哎。
One person went to Vegas. Before he gambled, he prayed.
主啊，帮助我啊，好好的赢一把。
And he said, Lord, help me so that I may win.
如果说凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
If it says you will ask what you desire and it shall be done.
那可能那他会觉得说他这样祷告神也应该答应他的祷告对不对
Then that person may think that God will fulfill this promise for him.
所以很多时候神儿女祷告好像说神你的应许不是这样吗但是常常又很失望神你怎么没有答应我的祷告
So a lot of times he says God isn't this your promise? How come it does not come true?
啊，我们读这一节，因为它前面是有一个条件的。
But then, if you read these words, there is a pre-requirement we have to satisfy.
你们若住在我的里面
，says if you abide in me,
我的话也住在你们里面
，and my words abide in you.
今天我们住在主里
，today if we abide in the Lord,
我们能够摸着神的心意
，then we can touch His will.
他的话住在我们的里面
，and His words will abide in us.
下面的这个应许才能够成就
，then the promise comes after will come true.
所以我们知道那个祷告的成就还不是成就。我要什么照着我们天然的人我们自己想要的
So when it says it shall be done for you is not your natural desire
当我们住在主里
But if we abide in the Lord
主的话住在我们的里面
And his words abide in us
是不是有一个情形非常的宝贵
Then there is this situation that will arise
我们所愿意的
That whatever I now desire
到后来也成为神所愿意的
Is now the same desire as God
你祷告神他必定要成就
So then when you prayed What you pray will be done.
约翰一书第二章二十八节，我们一起来读一下。
First John 2:28 together.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然
惧惧。Before him at his coming.
来的时候也面前也不至于惭愧。这边又是一个命令。
Here is another command.
你们要住在主的里面。
Abide in him.
然后我们看见有一个宝贵的应许。
Then a promise.
等到主再来的时候。
So when the Lord appears again.
他若显现。
When he appears.
我们就可以坦然无惧。
We may have confidence and not be ashamed.
主再来的时候。
When the Lord comes again.
我们知道审判是从神的家起手的。
We know that the judgment starts at his house.
那个审判不等于不同于白色大宝座的审判。
The judgment is not the same as the judgment of the throne.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我们所有经营所建造的
，But brothers and sisters, all we made and built today,
到那一天都要显明出来。
On that one day, it will be revealed to the Lord.
我们来到这个基督台前审判的面前，我们能不能够坦然无惧呢
？When we come before His judgment seat, can we be confident?
那一天很多情形要显明。
One day, a lot of things will reoccur before you.
那一天有好像火一样的试炼要来焚烧我们所有的工程。
And on that day, fire will come and burn all of our work.
但是这里何等宝贵，你们要住在主里面。
But here it says, abide in Him.
弟兄姐妹，这个关键在于我们是不是住在主的里面。
Brothers and sisters, the critical thing is that are you abiding in Him?
若住在主的里面。
If you abide in Him.
当他显现的时候。
That when He appears.
我们能够坦然无惧。
We may have confidence and not be ashamed.
当主再来的时候。
When the Lord comes again.
我们也不会惭愧。
We will not be ashamed.
所以我们从圣经里面看见主总是他要先把一个宝贵的地位赐给我们。
So in the Bible, the Lord always wants to give us this precious position.
今天我们想说住在主里面这个命令这么重要。
So today, think about the importance of the command of abiding in Him.
住在主里面的应许这么宝贵。
And the promise that comes after when we abide in Him.
叫我们能够结出果子来。
So that we may bear fruit.
叫我们所愿意的祈求主他就要成就。
So that whatever we desire in His will, it shall be done.
住在主里面等他显现的时候我们可以坦然无惧。
That when we abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence.
曾经戴德森弟兄呢，他也很想追求住在主的里面。
Before there was a brother, he wanted to abide in the Lord.
Hudson Taylor,
Taylor, brother Taylor.
那他花了很多的力气，非常的努力。
And he worked really hard.
那但是他自己经历呢，却是起起伏伏的。
But what he experienced, there is high points and low points.
有时候好像觉得，哎呀，主的同在很甘甜，很宝贵。
Sometimes he feels that how sweet it is, the presence of the Lord.
有时候他又活在自己的天然生命脾气的里面。
But then there are times he will live in his natural life when he throws a temper.
所以他在那里祷告说，主啊，我到底要怎么才能住在你的里面
？So that he would pray and ask the Lord, how do I abide in you?
后来主让他。看见约翰福音第十五章第五节
，And then the Lord showed him verse John 15:5.
主的话说：“我是葡萄树。”
The Lord says, "I am the vine."
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
我们已经在葡萄树上了。
That we are already on the vine.
我们已经是枝子了。
We are already these branches.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有办法说靠着我们自己怎么努力把自己。摆在那个枝子上面。
Brothers and sisters, there's no such thing you can do to connect yourself to the vine.
主告诉我们说他是葡萄树。
The Lord says, I am the vine.
我们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
我们蒙恩得救了。
After we are saved.
今天我们里面有神儿子的生命。
Today we now have the life of His Son.
我们已经是枝子。
We are already these branches.
连于葡萄树上。
And we are already connected to the vine.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们。蒙恩的一个地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is your position after you're saved.
约翰一书第四章十三节。
First John 4:13.
讲到说神将他的灵赐给我们。
Says, by this we know now that we abide in Him.
从此就知道我们是住在他里面。
Because He has given us His Spirit.
他也住在我们里面。
And He is now in us.
属灵的事情我们都知道。
The spiritual things we know.
如果 神没有给我们一个蒙恩的地位，
if the Lord has not given us this position,
我们也没有任何的路能够追求达到神的心意，
then there is no other way that we may reach this goal.
所以总是我们说感谢主，
so that's why we say thanks to the Lord.
今天因着我们相信接受他为我们所做成的工作，
through simple faith of what he has already done for you,
我们接受神儿子他是我们的生命，
we acceptJesus as our new life.
把圣灵住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit now dwells in us.
也开我们的眼睛。
And now it opens our eyes.
我们一下子我们认识了。
And all of a sudden, now we recognize.
今天我是在基督里。
That today, now I am in Christ.
而且我们是住在基督里。
And we abide in Him.
神把他的灵赐给我们。
And God already gave us His Spirit.
我们知道。
So we now know,
弟兄姐妹，我们知不知道？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
知不知道我们是住在主的里面？
Do you realize that now you live in Christ?
主也住在我们的里面。
And Christ in you.
但从我们个人的经历来讲，
Now from our personal experience,
很多时候我想我们都会觉得有的时候我感觉到我是住在主里面。
Sometimes you may feel that you're in the Spirit.
但是有些时候呢，我又感觉不到我住在主的里面。
But there are times that I don't feel like I'm in the Spirit.
有没有人在发脾气的时候，你感觉到你是住在主里面的？
Is there a time that when you throw a temper, you think that you're in the Spirit at that moment?
我想应该没有哈。
Does anyone feel that?
所以你说我有没有发脾气呢？
So you ask yourself, have you thrown a temper?
我有没有里面这个很多情形是不能讨主喜悦的时候呢？
There are times that you know that you're not pleasing the Lord.
我想我们都有。
I think we all do.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天神告诉我们说，我们有一个地位。
But brothers and sisters, God is telling us that we now have this position.
枝子是在葡萄树上的。
The branch is on the vine.
主是住在我们里面的。
And the Lord now abides in us.
是他是圣洁的。
Yes, he is holy.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他是完全的。
He is perfect.
弟兄姐妹，一面我们真是感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, on one hand, thanks to him.
他不但在我们还做罪人的时候，他为我们死在十字架上。
Not only that he died for us when we were still sinners.
今天他也没有嫌弃我们这么污秽的罪人，他竟然愿意住在我们里面。
And today he still doesn't despise us even though we are filthy.
他也接纳我们。
And he accepts us for who we are.
啊，我们今天是葡萄树上的枝子。
Today we are branches on this vine.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一次来到主面前，我们都要感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, that's why every time we come to the Lord, we thank him.
我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
That we are this blessed sinner.
永远是一个蒙恩的罪人。
That's who we always are.
今天不是说我们信主了以后，我的罪，所有的罪性就没有了。
Today I'm not saying that after we believe in the Lord, we don't want to commit any sinful act.
还是一个罪人。
We are still a sinner.
但是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But now we are a saved sinner.
他赦免我们的罪。
That he has forgiven us of our sins.
他那么乐意洗净我们的一切的不义。
And how he wants to cleanse us from all of our sins.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果你想想看，
But brothers and sisters, think about it.
今天主不是要我们只有一个地位。
Today the Lord wants us to have more than just a position.
我们不是只是因为认耶稣为神的儿子，是的，神的应许，神给我们的地位是神就住在我们里面，我们也住在神里面。
We are more than just admitting the fact that now Christ is in us and we are in him.
主叫我们有一个实际的经历，
God wants us to experience,
有一个生活，
to live a living,
是住在主里的生活，
an experience that we dwelled in him.
所以戴德森弟兄当他得到开启，他知道说我没有办法努力怎么住在主里面，但是呢我已经在主的里面。
So what Brother Taylor recognized is that there's nothing he can do to abide in the Lord. He already abides in the Lord.
所以今天重要的是我们不要从这个住的里面呢跑出来。
So what we need to pay attention to is just do not run away from abiding in the Lord.
就在我们的生活中，
that in our daily living
来经历这个地位能够成为一个实际。
Let us experience and understand that this position is something that we can experience in our life.
所以我们刚刚讲过，蒙恩得救了
So that's what we just talked about. After we believe and we're safe, our sins are forgiven. But yet we are still sinners. Even though we are a saved sinner. And now in us, there's this new life. This new life let us partake in God's personality. But everyone will know that in us there's this battle.
神是光,
that God is light. But in our natural living, how much darkness we have.
神是爱,
God is love. But in our natural life, we're filled with hate.
弟兄姐妹,里面有征战,
brothers and sisters, there's this constant battle.
但是如果你想说,今天如果 神他要住在我们里面,
but today, remember, if God dwells in you,
如果我们跟神的性情一直是那么相反, 格格不入的,
if we are so much opposite of His divine nature,
这个同住的经历对我们来讲, 就是好像有时候有, 有时候又没有,
then the experience of Him abiding in us, you will feel it when you're good, but you won't feel it when you feel bad.
但是神他真是要我们有一个
But God wants us to live a life that He dwells in us.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们要一起看一些神的话, 让我们明白, 怎么样能够让住在主里面不是一个地位, 而成为我们的生活。
So let us read more verses so we can understand how when He dwells in us is more than just a knowledge or a position.
我们一起来读一下约翰一书第二章第五节。
Let us read 1 John 2, 5.
约翰一书第二章第五节, 请我们一起来读,
First John 2, 5 together.
But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in Him. 实在是完全的,
By this we know that we are in Him.
我们是在主里面, 人若说他住在主里面,
ought himself also to walk just as He walks.
啊, 这边就给我们一个很清楚的一个引导。
So here, there is a clear way to show us.
他说人若说他住在主里面,
he said that whoever proclaims that he is in him,
就该自己照主所行的去行,
he ought himself to walk just as he walked.
所以我们说爱神,
so when we say that we love God,
或者神的爱有没有在我们的里面, 是不是实在的?
Now when we try to realize if God's love is in us,
那个显明是讲到是不是遵守主的道,
and the revealing fact is that are you keeping His words?
所以我们认识到说, 信心是需要从我们身上的行为来表现出来的。
And there is a saying that faith is shown through your work.
遵守主道的,
if you follow His words,
爱神的心在祂里面实在是完全的,
then you can show your love of God.
或者讲神的爱在祂里面是完全的,
or He says that the love of God is perfected in Him.
所以我们因着信所领受所得到的,
so through faith, what we have received,
那个丰富, 那个宝贵,
this abundance and fullness,
都在我们的里面,
is now in us.
那别人也看不见,
but if it's inside, then no one can see it.
也不能来认识的,
and they won't know it.
啊, 但是今天神的心意是叫我们把这个里面的丰富在我们的身上能够彰显出来。
But God's will is that all this fullness we have received, we can show it and manifest it.
蒙恩得救在于信, 不在于我们的行为。
To be saved is through faith, not through a work.
但是你要住在主的里面,
but when you abide in Him,
所以人若说他是住在主的里面,
so whoever says he abides in Him,
他是需要遵守主的道的,
ought himself to follow His word.
他是需要照着主所行的去行的,
ought himself to walk just as He walked.
就不单在里面一个事实,
so not only that you have received inside,
今天需要在我们的生活上, 你知道有改变的,
but today you have to show it by your transformation of your life.
照主所行的去行的,
to walk just as He walked.
这个叫我们能够实际的经历到住在主里的生活。
And it is through this that we can experience His words.
那第二章24节说, 论到你们,
and 1 John 2, 24 is that said,
勿要将那从起初所听见的藏存在心里。
It says, therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning.
若将 从起初听见的存在心里，
if what you heard from the beginning abides in you,
你们就必住在子里面，
you will also abide in the Son,
你必住在父里面，
and in the Father.
从起初所听见的，
what you heard from the beginning,
那一次交付圣徒的真道，
the words that are given to the saints.
弟兄姐妹，今天神的话赐给我们，
today God's word is given to you.
在我们的里面，
And in you,
他是神的活道。
These words are His living words.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
His words are His spirit and the new life.
我们要把主的话存在心里面。
So that's why we have to keep His words in us.
所以在这里，你看他讲得很清楚。
So here it tells us clearly.
我们怎么住在主里面呢？
How do we abide in Him?
我们怎么经历住在主的里面？
How do we experience this abiding in Him?
将从起初所听见的存在心里。
He said we abide in the words that we have heard from the beginning.
要存在我们的心里。
To keep the words you've heard.
所以如果今天我们将神的话只存在我们头脑里，
So today if we only keep his words in our brain, in our knowledge,
有没有办法住在主里呢？
Then can you abide in him?
还不够哈。
I think there's more you need to do.
还需要存在我们的心里。
You have to keep it in your heart.
让主他在我们里面向我们来说话。
So that the Lord can speak to us through His words.
很多时候你打开圣经，我们说白纸黑字，我也能够读，我也能够读得懂。
A lot of times when we open up the Bible, these are just words. We can understand the meaning of the words.
你读读读呢，你觉得这每一句我都读懂的。
You read the words, you understand what it says and with the definitions and stuff.
但是多少时候你发现你跟这个话中间呢，头脑好像我还可以说是明白的，因为这个中文啊，这个英文你读啊，它没有什么好像字句上你不明白的。
So a lot of times when we read it, we will say that we could understand each word in the sentence in our mind.
可是我们里面呢，好像跟这个字句又还有很远的距离。
But yet I don't feel any connections with it in my heart.
我相信戴德森他从前读到。说主说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。我相信他也读了很多次了。
I believe that Brother Taylor he has read the words "I am the vine and you are the branches" many many times.
那这句话也没有什么非常深奥的地方。
And if you just look at it by meaning, it is not that deep.
你从字句来读，主说我是葡萄树，那就是葡萄树，对不对？你们是枝子，那就是枝子。这没有什么你说我读不懂的。
If you just read the words by itself, it says "I am the vine and you are the branches." There's no hard words in it.
但他信主了好多年，
but it's after many years of his after believing.
他追求了好多年，
and he has seek the meaning for many years.
这句话对他来讲呢，好像是离他很远的。
Yet this verse to him is far far away.
直到圣灵开启他，
until that one day when the Spirit opened his eyes.
这个话在他里面，
now that the words haspenetrated into his heart.
一下子他知道说他就是枝子，他已经在葡萄树上。
Then now all of a sudden he understands and realizes that he is the branch, a branch that is already connected to the vine.
然后你就看见说他整个生命改变了。
And you can see that now his life transformed.
他仍然追求，但是跟以前的追求不一样了。
He is still seeking the Lord, but now he seeks it differently.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要把神的话存在我们的心里。
So brothers and sisters, we have to keep His word in our heart.
他说你们就必住在子里面。
Then it says that then now you abide in the Son.
也必住在父里面。
And in the Father.
那下面我们看到一个要住在爱里的生活。
And then now it talks about how we have to abide in His love.
约翰一书第三章第二十三、二十四节，我们一起来读一下。
First John 3:23-24 together.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是以他所赐给我们的圣灵。他这边讲的又是很清楚哈，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
And here it also tells us clearly that his command is that we will believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ.
这边有两个命令。
But there is another command.
一个就是信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
The first command is that we have to believe in his son Jesus Christ's name.
那第二个呢，就是照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And the second command is that we have to love one another.
第一个命令，当我们已经遵守了。
The first command we have all followed.
我们相信了没有？
Have you believed in Jesus Christ?
我们都相信了，对不对？
I think we all have.
那所以呢，你第一个命令遵守了，你就必定要遵守了第二个命令。
So now that you have followed his first command, it is now the second command you have to follow.
24节讲说，遵守神命令的就住在神里面。
Verse 24 says that now he who keeps his commandments abides in him.
所以神也住在他里面。
And he in him.
我们曾经跟弟兄姐妹也分享过遵守神的命令。
And before we talked about this, how do we follow His command?
如果有了我的命令遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
The Lord says that if you follow my command, then you show me that you love me.
爱我的也必蒙我父的，也必爱他。
And then the one who loved me also loved the Father.
我们成为神的朋友，因为我们遵守神的命令。
Today we are God's friends because we follow His commands.
那这个命令。
And this command
跟旧约时候的那个命令，我们都知道是不一样的。
Is now a different command from the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
曾经有一个 teenager， 一个青少年。
Before there was a teenager，
他有的时候出去跟朋友参加这些活动啊 ，party 啊。
Sometimes he would go out with his friends to go party.
他到九点的时候，他就会说，他晚上九点他一定要回家的。
And then he had a curfew at 9 o'clock.
那这些朋友有的时候就说，你为什么正在大家开心的时候，你为什么就一定要回去呢？是不是你爸爸这个命令管教是非常的严厉啊
？And then his friends would ask him, "Why are you such a party pooper? 9 o'clock, you have to go home. Is it your dad that gave you the curfew?"
他们都讲这个 night still young 哈，这个晚上还很早嘛。
And his friends would say, "The night is still young. Don't go home yet."
那后来这个 teenager 的女孩子啊，她就回答他们。
And then one time, this teenager who is a girl, she responded.
她说，并不是我的父亲他的管教多么的严厉可怕。
And she said that it is not my father that is so harsh and give me this curfew.
她说，因为我不想伤害我父亲的爱。
But she said because I don't want to hurt my father's feelings.
因为他这样爱我。
Because that's how much he loves me.
我不愿意伤害他。
I don't want to do anything that will hurt his feelings.
所以我愿意遵守他的。
So that's why I'm willing to follow his command.
他坚持九点，他一定要回家。
And she insists that she would go home at 9.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天在新约神的儿女，我们遵守命令，是因为神的爱在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, today when we live in this world, we want to follow his commands because we know how much he loves us.
因为我们愿意爱这位我们救我们的主。
And we want to show him how much we love him back.
所以这个跟旧约时候怕那个审判怕那个刑罚这两个是不一样的。
So that's why in the old times when people follow commands because they don't want to get punished, now we do it for a different reason.
所以主说遵守我命令的这人就是爱我的。
So that's why the Lord says, whoever follows my commandments shows that he loves me.
就我们到底爱不爱主
？So do you love the Lord?
不是在于我们的言语舌头上面。
It's not through the empty words you say.
我应该讲说，不只是在我们的言语舌头上面。
I have to say that more than the words we come out with our mouth.
我们的言语舌头还是非常重要的。
It's important to use words to praise the Lord.
多少时候我们围绕在他桌子面前，我们说主耶稣，我们爱你。
How often we come before him and we proclaim that we love him.
这个爱，因为我们是蒙爱的。
This love because he first loved us.
因为神。将他的爱浇灌在我们的里面
，because God gave us His love。
早前我们唱耶稣你的全胜的爱
，this morning when we sang the song Lord the Overcoming Love，
已经浇灌我们的里面
，it is His love that is now filled us completely。
弟兄姐妹，所以我们能够有一个回流的爱，跟主说主我爱你。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we can love Him back because He gave us His love。
但是不单不只是我们的言语上
，But it is more than words of love that we say.
到底我们是不是真的爱神
？Do you really love the Lord？
要显明我们愿不愿意遵守他的命令。
It is revealed through if you following his commandments.
那个女孩子她爱她的父亲。
That young teenager because she loved her father.
她不愿意伤害她父亲。
She wouldn't dare do anything hurting his father's feelings.
所以她愿意遵守父亲的。
So that's why willingly she followed the Father's command.
今天我们遵守神的命令。
Today when we follow God's commandments,
我们就住在神里面。
That's when we abide in Him.
神也住在我们的里面。
And He in us.
在第一约翰一书第四章十六节。
1 John 4:16.
他说：“神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。”
He says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. That God is love.
所以今天住在爱里面，住在神里面的，神也住在他里面。第一个讲到住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面。
And he who abides in love abides in God.
神也住在他里面。
And God in him.
弟兄姐妹，约翰一书里面讲到神就是光。
Brother and sister, 1 John 1 talks about God is light.
今天我们是住在光的里面。
So today we abide in the light.
我们就不在黑暗中。
And so we're no longer in darkness.
我们也才有可能说是住在神的里面。
And that's why it is now possible we say that we abide in God.
第二方面他讲到神就是爱。
And then secondly, it says God is love.
要住在爱里面的。
And we abide in love.
它下面很清楚哈，就是住在神的里面。
Then we abide in God.
我们看见主他在最后的晚餐席间，他讲了好长一段话。
So we saw that when Jesus was having his last supper, he gave us this sermon.
所以我们刚刚也重复过哈，就是主讲到有了我的命令要遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。
So and when we just talked about it, the Lord says that he who follows my commands loves me.
他讲到好多次这个讲到他的命令。
And he talked about many times this specific command.
但是你仔细去读主所讲的命令并不是好多的命令。
But if you read about it carefully, all these commands that he talked about is not a lot of different commands.
就只有一个新的命令。
There's only one new commandment.
这是什么命令呢？
What is this new commandment?
大家是不是都很清楚？
I hope you are clear.
我把一个新的命令赐给你们。
God says, I give you now a new commandment.
叫我们怎么样？
What do we need to do?
彼此相爱。
To love each other.
啊，彼此相爱呢？众人就会认出我们是他的门徒来。
When we love each other, then people can tell from this love that we are of God.
旧约里面有好多好多律例典章。
In the Old Testament, there are many, many commandments.
但是主到最后最重要一段话，他给我们的命令是彼此相爱。
At the end, Jesus gave us the most important commandments of all is to love one another.
整个律法的总归是爱。
All these commandments, they combine into one, is to love.
今天我们如果真是有一个爱，
So today, if we have this true love,
你爱一个人，你不会嫉妒他的。
If you love someone, then you won't be jealous of that person.
很多时候神儿女一起追求。
A lot of times, children of God, we fellowship, we worship.
但是呢别人得着了，我没有得着，
可
能你就不是很开心。
And when someone receives more, then you become jealous of that person.
大家两个人说好朋友一起读书。
If two friends are studying together,
他考上了，我没考上。
If he got an A and I didn't,
那是很难受的。
Then I don't feel so right.
我想有太多情形。
And I think there are many situations
显明我们里面真实的光景
to reveal our true self inside.
但是你真正爱一个人
but if you truly love someone,
你爱你的儿女
if you love your children,
他考状元，那你非常的高兴的
if your children got good grades, then you will be happy for him.
别的孩子考状元，你不一定很高兴
if some other person's child got good grades, you wouldn't care.
你爱一个人，你不会嫉妒他的
if you love someone, you will never be envious of that person.
你不会去伤害他的
you would never dare to harm that person.
律法的总归在于爱。
The summary of all the commandments is love.
所以他在这边很清楚告诉我们。
So here it tells us clearly.
这边是一面讲到说神的命令是怎么样怎么样。
On one hand, it says that God's commandment is this and that.
那下面又告诉我们，我们所遵守他的命令是什么命令呢？
And then afterward, it says that we abide in these commandments. What commandments?
照他所赐给我们的命令。彼此相爱
is that from the commandment he has given us, we love one another.
约翰福音这么讲，约翰一书也是这么讲。
In the Gospel of John, it talks about it. In the book of 1 John, it talks about it.
约翰一书也没有告诉你这个命令那个命令。
In the book of 1 John, it doesn't say this commandment and that commandment.
所以23节讲到，且照他所赐给我们的命令。彼此相爱。
So in verse 3:23 is that, and this is his commandment that we should love one another.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常能够实行出来的。
Brothers and sisters, that is something that we can do.
这是在我们生活中能够活出来的。
It is something that in our daily living we can act.
我们感谢主, 主把我们放在身体的里面,
so thanks to the Lord that He now put us into these bodies, corporate body.
他讲到说要彼此相爱,
He talked about we have to love one another.
如果你只是过一个做礼拜的基督徒,
if you're just a Sunday Christian,
你不太有机会来经历到 或者操练到或者活出来这样的一个彼此相爱。
Then I don't think there are many times you can practice this love.
前天有一对弟兄姐妹还跟我们讲,
a few days ago, this couple, brother and sisters, told us this.
他说他过去啊,
they said that before,
他就是一个做礼拜的基督徒,
that he was only a Sunday Christian.
那每一次聚会的时候, 他总是要晚一点到,
that he would always come a little bit late on the sermon.
大家都已经开始聚会了, 都没有人再来管他了, 他们就进去坐下来。
That's when the meeting has already started, so they could come in and no one would bother them. They could sit in the back.
他每一次呢, 他们就一定要早点走。
And then they would always leave a little bit early.
最后还没真正结束, 可能到最后我们一起祷告。
So before the last prayer, before the blessings, they will leave.
所以他们是一个做礼拜的基督徒,
so that they would only come solely for the sermon.
他们没有活在身体的里面,
they don't want to live in this corporate body.
不希望人家认识他, 人家来接触他,
they don't want the brothers and sisters to get to know them, to be close to them.
他们也没有办法经历什么是彼此相爱。
But it is also at the same time that they will never experience how to love one another.
如果你没有办法经历彼此相爱,
if you can never experience this love,
你又没有办法经历到我们是怎么住在主的里面,
then you will never get to experience how we get to abide in Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 要活在身体里面。
And sisters, we live in this corporate body.
主给我们一个新的命令, 叫我们彼此相爱。
God gave us a new commandment, is to love one another.
但是你要真正的来彼此相爱的实行, 你就发现说这很不容易的。
But if you truly try to act on loving one another, you will find that it is very difficult.
你爱那个可爱的, 还蛮容易的。
It is easy to love someone that you like.
但是你要爱那个不可爱的,
but to love someone that you don't like,
爱那个他曾经伤害你的,
to love someone that hurt you before,
爱那个他不感恩还反而嫉妒你, 反而还在冤枉你的, 弟兄姐妹, 我们就很不容易了。
To love someone who used to despise you or blame you, it is not easy.
但是今天怎么住在主里面呢?
But today, how do we abide in Christ?
Oh, 我们需要主他来改变我们。
We need the Lord to change us from within.
我们是一个罪人, 但是我们蒙了恩典。
That we were sinners, and now we are saved sinners.
今天我们里面有一个神儿子的生命。
And today, we have this new life of Christ.
今天主在我们身上开始一个荣耀的工作。
And today, God wants to start His work on you.
我们是他手中的杰作。
We are now His masterpiece.
他要改变我们,
he wants to change us.
然后把我们从属地的改成属天的形象,
he wants to transform us from the earthly to heavenly.
叫我们里面所有的黑暗被除去, so, 让他的光能够在我们里面照耀,
that all the darkness is cast away and his light will shine forth.
原本我们里面是没有爱的,
before we were without love.
我们天然生命充满了嫉妒,
in our natural life we are just filled with jealousy,
仇恨,
hate.
但是今天主在我们要改变我们这个人,
but today the Lord in us wants to change us.
让他的爱充满我们,
let His love fill you.
弟兄姐妹, 我们是这样子住在主的里面,
brothers and sisters, that's how we abide in Christ.
彼此相爱的实行是不容易的,
it is hard to act out to love one another.
但是是蒙福的,
but I tell you, when you do it, you are blessed.
叫我们的生命能够被改变,
so that when you do it, your life is now changing.
叫神的心意,
and now God's will can be manifested through you.
然后我们这样子你就真实的经历到住在主的里面。
It is as when you act, then you will feel that you abide in Him.
主也住在我们的里面。
And Him in you.
我们最后来读约翰一书第二章二十七节。
Lastly, 1 John 2:27.
你们蒙主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。
And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it's true, and it's not a lie, just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him.
这边讲到说要按着恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
It says, by the anointing which you have received, Him abides in you.
约翰一书非常着重讲到那个交通。
In the letter of 1 John, it emphasizes on a fellowship.
那个交通是与神之间有一个交流而成为一。
A fellowship with God so that you guys are now united as one.
我们看见他在第一章就告诉我们神是光。
In 1 John 1, it says God is light.
光一照在我们的里面。
When the light is shining on you,
我们就看见我们的污秽。
Then now we understand our filthiness.
看见我们有多少的黑暗和罪恶。
We can see that how we are filled with darkness.
我们就需要宝血来洗净我们。
And at that time we realized that we need His blood to cleanse us.
感谢主，主已经为我们他流了宝血。
And thanks to the Lord has already given us His blood.
所以我们认自己的罪。
So when we confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的。
That God is righteousness and holy.
他赦免我们的罪。
That He has forgiven us our sins.
他洗净我们一切的不义。
And He has cleansed us of all of our sins.
光进来，我们看见罪。
When the light comes forth, we realize our sin.
你看见罪，我们就需要宝血来洗净。
And when we realize of our sins, we need His blood to cleanse us.
把我们那些不好的、不属于神的
，So all the bad things that don't belong to God,
我们需要宝血来洗净。
We need the blood to flood it out.
那另外，我们看见他这边讲到说，有一个叫做恩膏。
And here it talks about an anointing.
那这个恩膏就是圣灵的膏抹。
An anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这个膏抹呢，是要把神他的生命性情要抹在我们的身上。
And the anointing of His Holy Spirit is to give us the divine nature of Him.
所以我们看见血它是何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
So we see the importance of His blood.
膏油在我们的身上。
And the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit.
我们从主所受的恩膏要长存在我们心里。
The anointing oil that we have received, we have to keep it with us.
今天圣灵就在我们的里面。
Today we have this Holy Spirit.
他说不用人教训你们。
He says that we are no longer taught by man.
他说有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
Because it is His Holy Spirit that teaches us in all things.
今天律法是写在我们的心板上。
So today the new law is written in our heart.
所以其实每一个神儿女，我们里面有一个知道的。
So that's why all believers we now have this knowing.
如果一个人还问你说，这样对不对？那样对不对？这样子可以吗？那样子可不可以
？If someone come and ask you, can I do this or can I do that?
很多时候你会告诉他说，你自己去祷告看看。
A lot of times we would respond and say you should pray about it.
以前我们家的小孩子啊。
Sometimes before my younger children,
他们小孩小很小的时候哈
，when you were still a little child,
啊，有时候呢，他们会来要求说，哎，妈妈，同学找我去他家，要或者就要去玩，要做什么
？A lot of times, these children would come to the mom and says, "Can I go out to this party? Can I go there and play?"
那他们就会来问说，可不可以啊？可不可以啊
？And then they would come and say, "Can I go? Can I go?"
当然，他们很盼望，就是说，你就说好啊，你就去啊。
Of course, what they want to hear is that yes, you may go.
后来他们大一点，他告诉我们，他们最怕我们讲一句话。
And then later on, they would come and they said the most of they're afraid of this one saying the most.
怕我们什么话呢？
What responses do they not want to hear the most?
我们跟他说你自己去祷告看看。
Is that when we ask them to, you should go pray about it.
他们就很害怕了。
And then they would be afraid.
因为很多事情，他问你说这个可不可以，那个可不可以
？Because a lot of times when they come and ask you, can I do this or can I do that?
其实他们都信主了。
They already believe in the Lord.
他一祷告，他会知道的。
And when they pray, they know that God would answer.
弟兄姐妹，事实上是不用人来教训你们。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we don't need to be taught by man.
只有主的恩膏在里面会教训的。
But His Holy Spirit, His anointing oil, will teach us.
问题是我们常常忽略他，我们不顾恩膏的教训。
But a lot of time, it is when we neglect the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
我照着我想要的，我就一定要去做。
I just do what I want to do.
这就是我们常常有的情形。
And that's the situation we all face.
这边告诉我们说，这恩膏是真的。
It says here that the anointing oil is true,
不是假的
not a lie.
你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主的里面
just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him.
我们怎么按恩膏的教训住在主里面呢
How do we follow the anointing oil and abide in Him?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有经历到，有没有感觉到过主的恩膏在我们的身上
？Brothers and sisters, is there a time that you felt the Holy Spirit is talking to you？
当我们来到主面前
，When we come before the Lord，
圣灵不但住在我们的里面
，Not only the Holy Spirit is living in us，
圣灵也浇灌在我们身上
，The Holy Spirit is poured out on us，
圣灵的恩膏在我们里面也能够来膏抹我们
，And His anointing oil anoints us。
你只要真实的来到神的面前
All you need to do is come before the Lord
用我们的心用我们的灵我们来敬拜他
Use your heart and spirit to worship him
听姐妹你会遇见主你会经历到这个恩膏在我们的身上
Then brothers and sisters you will experience God You will feel this anointing oil
你经历到你慢慢你越来越宝贵这个恩膏
And the more that you get to touch it The more precious it is
你不想说这个恩膏离开你
You don't want this anointing oil to ever depart from you
所以我们在生活当中
So that's why in our daily living
有些时候呢一下子恩膏失去了
Sometimes we lost this anointing oil
里面就有一个很大的警醒
And then in us, we are now alert
啊，我们里面觉得枯干
We now feel that we are so dry
我们就从我们在这个路上或者你正在思想的你就赶快回转到神的面前
So at that moment, why don't you turn around and repent and come back to the Lord
啊，一下子恩膏又回来了
And then you will feel that the anointing oil is back
弟兄姐妹是照着恩膏在或者恩膏不在我们来学习主在我们里面的引导。
So with and without the anointing oil, let us learn to always come back to the Spirit.
刚刚我们讲到说，你正在发脾气的时候，有没有觉得他身上很有恩膏的
？We talked about when you are throwing a temper, do you feel that you are abiding in Christ?
我相信是没有的。
I don't think you are.
你正在骂人的时候，你说我很骂的很有恩膏。
You can't say that when you're yelling at someone else, I am filled with anointing oil when I yell at you.
除非你真的是在发易怒哈。
Then that you can't.
我们的生命如果跟神的生命性情是不同的
，If we live a life that is different from His divine nature，
他那个恩膏他就失去了。
Then His anointing oil is not on us.
弟兄姐妹，我们讲到圣灵好像鸽子住在我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters, His anointing spirit is like a dove on us.
那个鸽子，你一去惊动它。就是说他就飞走了
If you alert or scare this dove, the dove will fly away
那不是讲说主他就会离开我们不会的
We're not saying that the Lord will leave you, he won't
但是那个恩膏你会知道他在身上没有运行
But his presence, his anointing oil, you will feel that it has left you
我们求主恩待我们
So that's why we ask the Lord
主那么爱我们
That he keeps us
他那么乐意与我们同在
And how he wants to be with us
他那么乐意的住在我们的里面
How he wants to live in us
啊，他也何等盼望我们住在他的里面
And how he wants us to also live in him
今天我们怎么样过一个住在主里面的生活
So today, how do we abide in him?
我们遵守主道的生活
That we follow his word
行在光中的生活
That we walk in the light
住在爱里的生活
And we love one another
膏油涂抹的生活
We live in a life with the anointing oil
这几个方面弟兄姐妹是我们需要一同来追求的
And in these four aspects we have to encourage each other
它不是一些道理
It is not just some rules
它必须成为我们的生活
It has to be our living
我们才能经历到住在主的里面
Then through those we can now experience abiding in the Lord
是何等的甘甜
How sweet it will be
何等的美好
How great it will be
我们也才能够经历到说神所应许我们的
And then we can experience what God has promised
怎么样能够成就呢
How do we make it come true
你只要住在主的里面
If you abide in him
你才能够结果子
Then now you can bear fruit
你住在主的里面
When you abide in Him,
祈求他才答应你的祷告
then all your desire in His will will come true.
住在主的里面
if you abide in Him,
主来的时候，他显现的时候，我们能够坦然无惧
that when the Lord comes again, you can face Him with confidence.
我们盼望主的话来激励我们每一位
so I hope that His words will encourage all of us.
叫我们在这一生的里面来追求他
so that in our life we can pursue Him.
有一个生活。是住在主里面的生活
We now can live a life that abide in the Lord
我们带一起来唱诗歌第352首
Let us sing Psalm 352
住在主里面
Abide in thee
这是我心愿
Is my will.
住在你里面,
to abide in you.
时刻不间断,
to never be separated.
枝子如何与葡萄树相连
？How the branch is connected to the vine？
主也，我也深愿住在你里面。
And Lord, how I want to connect it to you。
我们带着祷告的心来唱这样的诗歌。
Let us sing as a prayer.